WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. For now, the mask mandate remains in New Jersey. Whether it will be lifted in New Jersey is still a big question. There has been no signal from the Murphy administration if they'll adopt the CDC recommendations and essentially do away with mask wearing for those fully vaccinated. The recommendations are still under review. Schools have a tough time finding math, science, and special education teachers might gain a familiar pool to choose from. Retired teachers could return for 2 years and simultaneously receive their pension. Deborah Bradley of the New Jersey Principals and Supervisors Association says staffing has been a daily concern this year,
with many teachers needing medical accommodations or leave, and some simply choosing not to return to the classroom this year. Our members were hard-pressed to often cover their classrooms.
Bradley says 47% of principals surveyed have identified vacancies that they've started trying to fill for next year's school year and seeing a low number of applications. The legal guardian of a 9-year-old girl has been charged with assaulting her with a metal spatula and starving her to the point where she was extremely emaciated, according to the Atlantic County prosecutor. 56-year-old Stephanie Gregory of Galloway has been arrested Wednesday, charged with not feeding the girl properly and using the kitchen tool to open up wounds and welts on her body. The child could barely walk when Child Protective Services removed her from the home. An 18-year-old faces up to 7 years in prison after admitting he stabbed two New York men on a beach in Point Pleasant during a fight over a girl on Labor Day last year. Juwan Roman was 17 at the time of the fight on the beach at Jenkinson's, but later agreed to be prosecuted as an adult in exchange for attempted murder charges being dropped. He's been in jail since. One of the political groups formed by Donald Trump since he left the White House is expected to host a $250,000 a plate fundraiser at his Bedminster Golf Club on May 22nd. This adds to the speculation that Trump will be spending the summer in New Jersey. Trump will attend next week's fundraiser for his Make America Great Again Super PAC, his first event at the club since October. A new Robert Half survey finds 38% of workers say their career has stalled since the pandemic began, and that number actually jumps to 66% for Gen Z professionals ages 18 to 24. Even more interesting, says Regional Vice President Dora Onishak,
59% of senior managers have put off promotions due to the pandemic, which has caused over 78% of them to be worried about staff retention because of the lack of promotion.
She says managers need to keep a pulse on their employees' well-being, figure out how to pay top performers well, and keep them engaged and loyal to their organization. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. Not a perfect spring weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Jersey Radio.
You guys are making me laugh. I think you're really funny.
New Jersey 101.5.
By fast traffic.
Well, good afternoon. We still have a closure Route 33 and Howell. There's a crash investigation going on, this one involving a down pole and wires. So 33 is closed between Route 34 and Colts Neck Road. The Friday getaway along the turnpike, kind of busy southbound from Newark down to Elizabeth Parkway, though, looks really good so far. A little bit crowded through the construction zone south between exit 36 and 30. You also have some delays on 22 in Union, 22 West in Greenbrook, and Route 1 in Edison on the slow side, too. There's bunching up on 36 West in Eatontown, as well as Route 9 and 70 in Lakewood, and 295, a big jam north into 42. Two right lanes are closed. That's a missing manhole cover. 55 northbound traffic into 47, and again coming up to 42. Overall, we're doing pretty well across the Delaware and the Hudson. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 118. I'm Tom Rivers on New Jersey 101.5.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 337 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 105.
New Jersey 101.5. Weekdays we talk.
You can rely on the old man money.
And weekends, we rock. Fast traffic, instant weather, and Jersey's greatest hits. Listen on our free New Jersey 101.5 app and on NJ1015.com.
Now New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
We saw widespread 70s yesterday and more of the same today. Just beautiful. We've seen sunshine and blue skies so far. Puffy friendly clouds will pop through this afternoon. Look for inland high temperatures 70 to 75 degrees. Coastal communities will top out in the 60s today. Mainly clear and seasonably cool tonight. Lows around 50. Tomorrow will be partly sunny and nice and warm. Highs pop into the mid 70s with the slightest chance of an afternoon or evening shower. Now Sunday could get a little iffy as skies turn mostly cloudy and highs scale back to around the 70-degree mark. We'll be watching for a few hit-or-miss rain showers starting Sunday afternoon. And then Monday, there could be some drizzle and clouds around. It will be a bit cooler Monday as highs end up in the 60s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara.
Right now, Trenton, 73 degrees. East Orange, 76. Tinton Falls, 67. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey.